The new Congress, the 109th, comes to town this week. President Bush hopes bigger Republican majorities in both the House and the Senate will help him push through bills that stalled in the last Congress, as well as major changes in Social Security and the tax code. But with spending on the Iraq war deepening the budget deficit and Senate battles looming over judgeships, the president could face stubborn resistance in Congress, and not just from Democrats. NPR's David Wellner reports.
President Bush put Congress on notice at a White House economic conference last month that he intends to keep a tight lid on federal spending this year.
What I'm saying is we're going to submit a tough budget, and I look forward to working with Congress on the tough budget.
But after keeping domestic spending essentially flat last year, Democrats and moderate Republicans in Congress are already calling for bigger outlays this year for everything from victims of the South Asia tsunami to schools coping with the No Child Left Behind Act. American University congressional expert James Thurber says Mr. Bush would like to cut in half a more than $400 billion deficit during his final years in office. But Thurber contrasts the lame duck president to lawmakers interested in pleasing their constituents and getting reelected.
They are going to find it very hard to make cuts in popular programs and reduce that deficit, especially when there's a war going on and it's probably going to be a $70 billion supplemental coming through that will add to that deficit.
While Congress formally convenes on Tuesday, House GOP members are expected to meet tomorrow evening to approve rules changes making it harder for the House Ethics Committee to carry out investigations. This comes after that panel admonished House Majority Leader Tom DeLay three times last fall for his behavior. Norm Ornstein is a congressional scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. He says the House Republican leadership risks giving itself a black eye if it changes the ethics panel rules.
Given the way in which they achieved their majority in 1994, by running against corruption in the House, by running against an insensitivity to ethics, it's a level of hypocrisy that's frankly breathtaking.
The House is also expected to approve a new permanent committee on Homeland Security this week in response to criticism that its oversight is spread out among too many separate panels. It will also certify the presidential electoral college results on Thursday, making President Bush's reelection official. The president declared last month he intends to push Congress to allow people to put some of what they pay in Social Security taxes into private retirement accounts.
Are we willing to confront the problem now or pass it on to future Congresses and future generations? I made a declaration to the American people that now is the time to confront Social Security. And so I'm looking forward to working with members of both chambers and both parties.
But the new Senate Democratic leader, Harry Reid, says any plan the president proposes will need 60 votes to break a Senate filibuster.
He can talk about it all he wants. That will not happen. The Democratic caucus is united. And as long as we have a United States Senate, and as long as we have 41 people that can stagger up and vote, they are not going to be able to privatize Social Security.
The Senate likely won't be meeting for more than a couple of days this week, but its Judiciary Committee will begin confirmation hearings on Thursday for White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez, whom President Bush has nominated for Attorney General. Committee Democrats are expected to press Gonzalez on White House memos that appear to sanction the torture of suspected terrorists. The panel also will be the first stop for a dozen nominees for federal courts, were blocked by Democrats in the last Congress, but who were renominated by President Bush. Rutgers University's Ross Baker says a battle's brewing over those nominees.
I think it can be anticipated that many, if not all, of the president's nominations to the United States Court of Appeals of people that the Democrats consider to be out of the judicial mainstream, that on those nominations the Democrats will fight as fiercely as they have in the past.
The Senate has yet to resolve whether filibusters will be allowed to block judicial nominees as they were in the last Congress. But if they lose that weapon, Senate Democrats vow to find other procedural means to make the president's second term frustrating. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.